Macmillan Audio presents Code Zero by Jonathan Mayberry. Read for you by Ray Porter. This is for all of the organizations and individuals who do what they can to help our returning veterans by providing jobs, helping them get the benefits they've earned, or working with them to find new ways to serve their country, even out of uniform. To help a hero is to be a hero. Bravo and brava. And, as always, for Sarah Jo. Part 1. Vault Breaker. Pain and foolishness lead to great bliss and complete knowledge, for eternal wisdom created nothing under the sun in vain. Khalil Gibran. Chapter 1. The philosopher Nietzsche didn't get it right. He said, "Battle not with monsters, lest ye become a monster." That's not exactly true. Or, at least, not all the time. If you battle monsters, you don't always become a monster. But you aren't entirely human anymore, either. Chapter 2. 1100 block of North Stewart Street, Arlington, Virginia, Thursday, April 14th, 1:22 p.m. Some cases start big. Something blows up, or someone unleashes a nasty bug and Echo Team hits the ground running. Most of the time, even if we don't know what the end game is going to look like, we have some idea of what kind of fight we're in, and we can usually hear that big clock ticking down to boom time. Other cases are running fights and they end when one side runs out of bullets and the other doesn't. I've had a lot of both. This one started weird and stayed weird, and for most of it felt like we were swinging punches at shadows. We didn't even know what we were fighting until we were right there at the edge of the abyss, and even then, it wasn't what we thought it was. Not until we knew what it was. Yeah. It was like that. It started 4 months ago on one of those sunny days T.S. Eliot wrote about when he said that April was the cruelest month. When spring rains wake the dead bulbs buried in the cold dirt and coax flowers into first blooms. When we look at the flowers, we suddenly forget so many important things. We forget that all flowers die. We forget that winter will come again. We forget that nothing really endures, and that, like the flowers that die at the end of the growing season, we'll join them in the cold ground. I spent years mourning the dead. Helen. Grace. My friends and colleagues at the warehouse. Members of my team who fell in battle. All of them in the cold, cold ground. Now it was April, and there were flowers. In my life, there was Junie Flynn. She was the flower of my spring. As far as we knew, her cancer was in remission, though we were waiting for her last panels. But for right now, the sun shone through yellow curtains and birds sang in the trees. I sat at a kitchen table with a cup of coffee and the remains of a big slice of apple pecan pie. The rest of the pie was gone. There was evidence of it in crumbs and beige globs smeared on the floor, on the aluminum pie plate, and on the muzzle of my dog, Ghost. Big White Shepherd. He loves pie. The mess was considerable. However, I had no intentions of cleaning it up. It wasn't my pie. It wasn't my house. When the actual owner of the house, a Mr. Reginald Boyd, came home and then came storming into the kitchen, he told me very loudly and with lots of cursing that it wasn't my house, my kitchen, or my goddamn pie. I agreed with those observations, less so about his accusations that I fornicate with livestock. Reginald Boyd was a big man gone soft in the middle, like an athlete who has gone to seed. Played some ball in college, hit the gym a bit after that. Started going soft probably around the same time that he started getting paid for stealing some real important shit from work. Work was the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA. Basically a collection of the most dangerous geeks on Earth. Except for idiots like Reggie, those geeks try to keep him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?